Hello, and welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Fix. My name is Neil Sun. In this week's episode, we will be exploring the shifting dynamics between the US and Europe as signs of American exceptionalism begin to wane and Europe experiences a financial awakening. First up, let's talk about Europe's bold moves. German leaders, particularly CDU head Merz, have proposed a staggering 500 billion euro infrastructure spend over the next decade. This plan also comes with a notable adjustment to defense spending, potentially exempting a portion of it from debt break calculations. This is a truly transformative moment for Europe, with the possibility of further spending increases beyond Germany. This expansionary spending package has led to a significant sell-off in European rates, the largest since the 1990s. Market participants revised higher European rates expectations for the medium term, driven by the ECB potentially skipping a cut in April and a continued re-rating of the term premium. Across the Atlantic, the US market is experiencing its own turbulence. Growth fears are back on the table, like a deja vu of events that we have seen in 2022. Some of the recent surveys and expectation-based data indicate a weakening trend amidst policy uncertainty. Those concerns are impacting the market as investors started to look for safe harbors, potentially moving away from the more volatile growth stocks and into treasury bonds. And speaking of changes, the post-Trump election bounce, or often called the US exceptionalism trade, is seeing a bit of a reversal. The winds are shifting, and as a result, both momentum and tech stocks are feeling the pinch. These sectors are usually the darlings of growth investors, but they're now facing headwinds as confidence wavers. We would note, however, that despite all the concerns, the ISM service data remain robust, and the health of consumer and employment conditions continue to underpin the US economy, in our opinion. While growth might undershoot earlier expectations, we do not see a US recession as a base case scenario, especially once the policy fog of uncertainty eventually lifts. So what does this mean for investors? We believe that during time of increased volatility, it is prudent to adopt a defensive positioning in portfolios, as we have done in recent months. This involves prioritizing allocations to high-quality bonds and focusing on shorter duration fixed income securities until there's greater clarity on the impact of tariffs and the economic data trends in the United States. While we do believe a buying opportunity in fixed income could emerge soon, we just don't think we're there yet. Thank you again for watching, and good luck investing.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.